Well, fellas, fellerettes, lads and lasses, what do you know? Well, I've experienced my first full Apple crash today. I mean proper full lockup kernel panic death. The first since 2009. I've had my Mac since 2009, not this particular machine because this is a replacement for the original iMac, but I've had a Mac since 2009 and this is the first full death of my machine. Now, Windows users get this fairly often. Not so much now, I don't think, with Windows 7 and XP and Vista, but certainly with older versions of Windows, if you had a bad VXD or a virtual device driver, as they were known, a VXD, the VXDs were awful. Now, XP and onwards, anything NT-based, 2000 XP onwards, did not have the VXD issue, at least not that I'm aware. But any operating system prior to that, 98 Millennium, they had the famous VXD. Ooh, nasty. Nasty VXDs. Awful things. And of course, the VXDs used to cause issues, and I'll... The Mac doesn't use VXDs. I don't know what it uses. It uses what they call kexts or kernel extensions. Now, generally speaking, if well written, they work well. But in this case, my Mac failed. Now I'm going to boot my machine just to prove something here, that it still lives. Boot it like that. There goes the CD drive. There goes the chime. 27-inch iMac 12.1. No, 12.2, actually. Doesn't take how long to boot up. It really doesn't. About a minute. We'll see it through. Now I'm going to show you, or at least the ones who are interested, how quick this boots.
com.apple.doc.extra.
There it is. com.apple.doc.extra. Now there's the Mac in full flow. Now, a lot of you are thinking, well, you know, what about if you need a Windows PC? No problem. Reboot. Hit the option key quick while the chime kicks in. Wait about 15 seconds. Or thereabouts. Calculate the time. About now. Press right arrow. Press enter. And we'll find ourselves booting into Windows 7. As of now. Starting to boot. There it goes. Doesn't take it long to kick in. Now, this may not make the Windows Vista slash 7 chime as it boots. Sometimes this does, other times it doesn't. But I pretty much know when this thing is ready. It didn't, but I hit F12 and Jaws should load about now. Thereabouts, should be up. Takes a bit of time for Jaws to decide.
Jaws for Windows is ready. Start button to open. Press enter.
There it is. Windows 7. What if you want to get into back mode?
Context menu. Shutdown. Enter. Leaving menu. Start button. R. Restart. Right bracket. Log on. Restart. Enter.
Press that. And there it goes. Out of Windows mode. Now it sounds absolutely awful. Does Jaws. We just wait for it to restart. Windows shuts down. Mac reboots. Like that. And we go back into Mac mode. Doesn't take it long. And there you go. Now you can reboot this thing into VMware, which we are going to demonstrate because we can in the next boo. Now we should be back into macOS in the next few seconds, but you might miss it due to the boo running out. But you'll be